This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Music has no boundaries, my friend.
Okay, all right.
Isn't his real last name Williams?
I'm looking out for people.
I think his name's Stevie Williams, actually. His real name.
Well, there's always one way to find out.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm the Phelps. He's the Baskin. Menigan's flying the ship today. Hody's taking your phone calls. 216-474-0092. Guardians are playing today. It's game three against those pesky Tigers. They're going to throw 17 guys today. And we're hoping that a guy who is pitched 16 and a third innings has healthy enough fingers to give you four or five good ones today. And that's Alex Cobb.
Not Steveland Hardaway Morris.
Is that his name? Stevie Morris?
Steveland is his real name.
Steveland. It's not Williams, it's Morris?
It's Morris.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Well, good.
Much like Tigers pitcher and Indians pitcher, Jack Morris.
Jack Morris. Let's go bring in the crop.
This according to our good friends at Wikipedia.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
So if it's wrong, you blame them.
Alex Cobb will be starting game three for the Guardians. Alex Cobb, former teammate of Stephen Vogt. Is that a factor here? Is that why Alex Cobb is getting the start? Because he and Stephen have history and Stephen trusts him. Should it be Joey Cantillo? Should it be Gavin Williams? Or should it be a guy who has pitched in three games as a Guardian and has gone 16 and a third innings and hasn't pitched since September 1st.
And if you want to feel better, I was perusing the interwebs and just was reminded by our good friends at the News Herald, Jeff Shadell, it's been over 4,000 days since he's pitched in a playoff game. Just if you're keeping score.
2013. Yeah. And he's only pitched in two. So if you're looking for the playoff experience, he has more than Cantillo.
No, that's true. Yeah.
He has more than Gavin Williams.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
I'm good with this start.
What do you think? Are you okay? And
yes.
Folks, are you okay with Alex Cobb? 216-474-0092?
I mean, he's looked good in the three games that he's pitched, right? Other than the fact that we've got to find a new manicurist for his nails and for what's going on with blood blisters and stuff and his hand. So, I'm just saying, I have no problem. Again, the goal here is to have someone go 4 to 5 innings. Can he go 4 to 5 innings? My answer is yes, and move forward. Let's not forget that the Guardians pitching, with the exception of one inning, has completely dominated Detroit in this series. They've scored in one inning in two full games. So let's keep the domination going. I feel confident in him. I like having somebody who's got some seasoning going into this thing, and hey, let's go for it. I still like the Guardians today. Especially, you look at Detroit and you're like, well, who are you throwing today? And they know, I'm sure they know already, but it's like you're going to throw a bullpen game and you're going to hide out until the last second before you let us know. What time do they have to let anyone know who's pitching today, who's starting? Like 2 o'clock? I think it only has to be a few hours before the game.
And I'm sure they'll get that.
And that's what it was. I mean, that's and what then, it was going into. I'm trying to remember who's. Somebody had a game the other day, and it was like, are they going to announce a starter? And they're like, no, you don't have to.
I wonder how it affects Stephen Vogt's philosophy of, I'm going to put together a lineup to beat the starter, to go against a bullpen game. If he did that last game, it certainly worked.
It did, yeah.
5 runs without getting an out. That certainly worked. But is that philosophy or, how does that work there? I think that's interesting.
Plus, if Cobb doesn't work and you can see it in the first inning, just pull the plug. It's not that hard. It becomes a bullpen game for the Guardians. You had a day off yesterday. Everybody's rested. You have a full pen. You're good. Let's go.
You think?
Yeah, I think they need to be the... I can't worry about what Detroit's doing or not doing at this point. I know you want to sit here and figure out who you're throwing against. And you can, I mean, Univac can spit out a lineup for you in 2 seconds based on whoever they decide to start today, right? It'll go through all the analytics. It'll tell you everything you need to know. It'll spit out your lineup, and you don't probably need it until, like, I don't know, 5 minutes before the game.
So, in other words,
or whenever you have to.
In other words, our manager doesn't have to think? Is that what you're saying?
How many managers in Major League Baseball do?
I don't know.
Although I think he managed the game the other day. I mean, where else are you going to get your, unless you've got analytics yelling down the hallway, four outs, doesn't matter. Just go put your closer out there. He's the best in the game. To me, that felt like a total gut move, right? We're all on the same page. Did that feel like an analytics move? Would analytics have told him to throw Clase at the end of the game for four outs? I don't know.
In four September starts, the Guardians won 3 of 4 Joey Cantillo starts. I'm just completely playing devil's advocate here. I haven't told you yet what I would have done here as far as who's going to be my starting pitcher. 3 of 4. They won 3 of his last 4 starts. So he's been pretty good, right? Kind of like that. Do you not?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, I mean, you know how I felt about Cantillo going to the playoffs. I wanted him ready to go. I would have started him in the series, but that's me.
Gavin Williams.
I'm a gambling guy.
You are. Gavin Williams made 5 September starts. The Guardians won 1 of those 5 starts.
Cantillo's last start was a little shaky, though.
Yes, it was. You're going with Alex Cobb, the guy who has pitched 16 and a third innings. And I would do exactly the same thing.
I would, too. We're sitting here, and we're like trying to second guess something that hasn't happened yet.
No, we're just talking about it, Andy.
Dan, would you?
Hell yeah!
Okay, good. We're all on the same page.
Dan's a big Alex Cobb fan.
I'm an Alex Cobb guy, though.
Yeah, I'm good with it, too. As long as his nails are good, he's good.
You put some of that horse hoof stuff on it. That'll take care of it.
How about the potato? It works for bowlers, right?
I don't know about that. Well, that's a bowler. That's not nail, isn't that?
Yeah, but if it's nail, skin, it's all that same thing. Lots of vitamins. Like, I hear potatoes are also good for migraines, too.
Mike is in North Olmsted.
Yes.
Hello, Mike.
Huh. That's awesome.
Gentlemen.
You eat them or you rub it on the outside of your head?
No, you rub them on the outside of your head. You, like, cut them up, you put them on your forehead, and then maybe take, like, a bandana, and then it's supposed to be good for migraines.
There you go,
gentlemen,
Mike.
Thank you for calling.
On that note, Mike, talk baseball.
Yes.
Hey, Guardians playoff Wednesday baseball. Does it get any better than that on a Wednesday morning?
I don't know that it does.
Yeah, win.
I'll tell you what. Hey, I have absolutely no doubt that Cobb is going to go in and do the job that he needs to do. Doesn't matter who they put up. The confidence and the coolness that Vogt has instilled in this club right now. Looking over at the other ALDS series, let's win today. Let's get Bibby out there to close it out game 4, and let's go up potentially against whoever. It doesn't really matter because we already faced the toughest pitcher we're going to face on our path to the World Series. I'll listen, guys. Have a great playoff game.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much. Jim Bibby not starting for the Guardians coming up in this series. Thank you. But Tanner Bibee might. I still wonder about this a little bit. You guys tell me. If you had your choice of Alex Cobb or Ben Lively, and the Guardians did, and they chose Alex Cobb and left Ben Lively off the playoff roster. He made 5 starts in September. They went 3 and 2 in those 5 starts. And he went 5 innings in only 2 of those starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems to me like Ben maybe pushed the envelope this year. You know, he's not been extended like he's been extended this year. And I wonder if maybe he just has kind of run out of gas. If they advance, I'll bet he's on the roster, and I'll bet we see him make a start.
Yeah, I get it. If you're going to play in a best of five, and you may have a solid, rock solid fourth starter, but you feel like your bullpen you're in a better situation with your bullpen than your nails bullpen. Yeah, so it's okay. I mean, the problem is you're the fourth starter. That's the issue. It's nothing personal. It's just if it was a best of seven, you would probably be there. But it's not. It's a best of five. So, like, you know, and I appreciate everything he did. I mean, that was the guy that held this thing together when the ship was taking on water and right. So, and I'm sure the team appreciates it too. But, you know, unfortunately, when you're the fourth starter in a best of five and you feel like your bullpen can give you more help than a guy who's normally a starter, then you stay with the bullpen.
I would think that that's exactly what you do. How short is the Alex Cobb leash today?
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It can be as short as you want because you have such a good bullpen. It's a luxury. If the Guardians want to look at this as a bullpen game, they can turn very, very quickly and do that.
The one thing I do like here, and again, of all the options we laid out, I would start Alex Cobb. I think that's the way to go. You brought him here to pitch in games like this, and that's why he's here. You didn't bring him in to just. I mean, you thought, this guy can help us get there, which you could make the argument he really hasn't. But once he gets there, and that's because of injury, he's only pitched in three games. But once you get there, that's the guy you want on the mound. I'm all good with that. If there are issues, you can bring in Gavin Williams, and he can give you five innings. You could bring in Joey Cantillo. If he has it going, he could give you five innings. And then you get to the back end of the bullpen. That could work. That could work. Now, will it work? 216-474-0092. Love your thoughts as the Guardians getting ready to play Game 3 against the Tigers in a best of five. Folks, it's going to be fun. This is fantastic.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.